Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And let's get it started.
First things first.
With the new F1 champ.
Hey,
Maximus.
I knew it.
But it's fine. We'll get to that one later. Lots of things happened this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Including an EFF Gauteng conference. And for the first time, I'd say we heard from the EFF leader, Julius Malema, when he wasn't speaking at just a press conference in general. He addressed everything that has been happening in the party over the last 3 months. The first thing I noticed is he's lost weight. Now,
more
I don't know.
More than normal.
Yeah, yeah, he's lost more than normal. Okay. You're going to see when it comes on. You'll see for yourself. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what to attribute that to. But we can surmise that this thing has been stressing him out. We also heard from MK leader Jacob Zuma on Saturday. And he too was asked about the EFF and specifically about Julius Malema. And he referred to him as his son. He spoke about how he wishes that the EFF could join them. He said he's friendly with him, etc. and so on. He had nothing but good things to say, actually. Julius, on the other hand, he had the total opposite to say about Jacob Zuma. He called him an 82-year-old, which is not necessarily an insult. It's a matter of fact, he is.
Yes.
But he said he's corrupt. He said they would never, ever work with the MK. Look, he said a myriad of things. I've got some of them. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
The people who have led this organization have not only led this infiltration and betrayal, but they even had the audacity to prescribe to us how we must perceive and respond to their infiltration. This is why fighters, I've said that we have been betrayed by people who have the skill of using revolutionary language for the purpose of manipulation and compromise. It is for this reason I want to commend all of you who did not hesitate and fall into this manipulative trap. That's not to tell you that you must characterize betrayal as a revolutionary act. To not renew your membership in the EFF is a betrayal.
Yeah. So he had very, very, very strong words for the MK. Now, you can view this in one of two ways. You can look at it and go, man, there was a display of strength and resilience from a party that is obviously, as he calls it, has been infiltrated. Because he even went on to say the reason why they lost so much numbers in the KZN is because Floyd had sabotaged them. He said he orchestrated decay in those branches. Now, whether or not you believe that, it's entirely up to you. What I want to speak about is how this comes across. Just as an outsider looking in. If you hear the one person speaking well of another person, and then you hear the other person not speaking well of the other person, what do you think? How does it come across to you? Because somebody will say, well, actually, the one person comes across as bitter. But then somebody else will say, well, no, the one person is actually being manipulative. So I'm interested to know how this plays out in the eyes of the public.
As someone who's not really much into politics, uyagowa unono.
Ay,
uyagowa unono. Because the first time, right, after you said, he said he needed to come across as stronger, and he addressed his followers or supporters, and there, even then, I was like, okay, you kind of went a bit too far, but that's when maybe I would have said, okay, you showed a little bit of strength. Now, it's like, yo, my guy, it's rough. And it's coming across as if it's rough. You almost feel sorry for him. And I don't like to see Julius like this because I like him when he's strong. I like him when he is a proper fighter and he is militant, so to speak, right? But now it's as if he is saying, this is my enemy. I have identified my enemy. I'm not quite sure how to deal with my enemy. So I'm going to try and taint my enemy in a bad light, which is not a good thing.
Yo, you see that line where he said you almost feel sorry for him? He hates that.
But that's where he's going
it.
Now.
He hates anybody feeling sorry
but
for
But that's
him.
Where he's headed now. Uyagowa.
Hey.
You know when you've been through a breakup, we see the steps. First you are okay, and then you're in denial. Yeah. Then you go through anger. Now he's in the angry phase.
Hmm. And the thing is, healing is not a linear process.
Right?
One minute you accept, the next you're back in denial, and then there's the anger. But I would say he's justified in being angry. He's deeply aggrieved. MK Party is chipping at his support base. So it's only fair that he wouldn't have very nice words to share. And then on the former president's side, of course, there's nothing that should anger him. Right now, he's in a great position. Many EFF members have joined, but also he got a lot of support from ordinary South Africans who didn't defect. So he really would, it would be surprising if he had anything bad to say about Malema right now.
And in fact, just this weekend, Alfred Motsi also left the EFF to go join MK.
Yes.
Another one.
A very prominent member and co-founder.
Yes.
Of EFF.
Look, I feel like Malema is justified, you know, to express how he feels, because anything else would not be genuine. We know Guti, he's hurt and he's hurting, and the EFF is hailing. My problem is with the former president, Jacob Zuma. He's not being genuine, because the thing is, yes, you are saying all these nice things about EFF, but you are literally attacking it. And to attack the EFF is to attack Julius. It may not be personal, maybe it's just political, but to also come out and just say all these great things about him when we're all seeing Utu Yamshaya.
Are you attacking, or have you just said, listen, whoever wants to come to the MKP, you are more than welcome to do so from wherever party you come from?
And in fact, he said, I'm not the one who's taking your followers and leaders away from you. They are defecting to us for a reason.
Mm.
One thing I can tell you for a fact, Saul, that I know, is that Zuma loves Malema. This I know for a fact. Now, just because he loves somebody doesn't mean he loves him all the time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they've had their differences, but he genuinely respects him and loves him.
Hmm. I mean, they've had tea a good few times.
I can believe that, because politically, they are still in competition at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Undo, one more thing I just want to... And I know this... It's going to seem like it's speculative, but if you know Julius, and you've seen him when he's comfortable, and he's in a stride.
Yeah.
He even delivers a speech very differently. Yesterday, he didn't have that thing.
Yeah.
Even his body language, my guy, my dude didn't have it.
No, he is aggrieved, honestly. And like I said, it's justified at this point. And if some would criticize him for constantly bringing this up, we must remember that as they go to the provinces, they don't have access to him. This is the only way that he must address them and tell them where the party is headed right now and assure them that all is well. So people might keep saying, oh, you're belaboring the point, they've left. But those supporters of the EFF only had that shot yesterday to hear from him as well. So
just give us a shout and let us know what you think. We already know what Import thinks. We know what Saul thinks now. And we've heard what Bundo thinks. 086-000-00959. Just reading this on the outside, how does it come across to you?
I think Jacob Zuma is very matured. Is very matured. He will never pick a fight, G. Just like that.
I, Caesar, and the family, my comment is one, chickens have come home to roost. Number two, do unto others as you want them to do unto you.
Okay, but who are you directing that towards? You got to be specific.
Julius is weak.
Ah.
I think everyone outside of the EFF can see it now. Some of us were dumb enough to vote for them. Not anymore. We're done. This guy is just weak. He's in pain. He must just go to his farm. He always brags about his farm. He must just go there to his farm. Leave politics alone. He's done.
No, but here's the thing. Don't be personal here. Why do you say he's weak? Tell me why.
I've always maintained that Julius Malema will come on top on this one. He's been betrayed. You can feel it in the voice, which, you know what, he's disappointed. But it's a feeling of a person who is genuinely being betrayed. He's going to win this one in the long run. He must stay resilient as he is. He will come out strong.
Okay.
Hi, Caesar and the family. My comment is one, chickens have come home to roost.
Okay, we heard this one.
Do unto others as it like them to do unto you. angisho naye makaqala le party yakhe wathatha ama ANC members azikhale ke manje azikhale nge loud speaker manje. And in fact, I don't feel sorry for him. I wonder if there's one person whose arrogance has cost him dearly on what he loves, the EFF. That's this guy. This guy uzibulalile. I wonder he bit his nose to spite his face la. All right. I'll go wish and I.
Strong words.
Samazo umalima kuthi aggressive. And as long as I change, uba aggressive kwakhe. And manje mangathi sifuna ukumix personality yakhe naka Floyd. Obviously, in most of the cases, into Floyd ayenzile. Yes, it was a sabotage. That's why umalima baka aggressive ngendaba senatal. That's why he took Israel where he said Natal because of. And guys, let's just be honest. Umalema is a potential leader, is now a young, current, of fair and firm, one decision attached. And he's very observant. No bangaba aggressive ganganganane. But it is, and then must be begin guys. As soon as I change, long fan. In that case, please, well, please, please, why? Yebo.
Hello, who's to play Nenyaweni? Who's to play Nenyaweni? No, Julius. Hayi uyise dubule nyaweni ngoba athi yena uyilona untaba kayikhonjwa noma indlovu kayiphikiswa awukwenzi lokho uma uhola abantu uyayithoba kanti yena ufuna ukuba namathema engakhi siyazi iphathi yakhe but manje angithi kufanele dedele abanye yena adlalele imuva afane nogogozila manje uyibulele yena MXO.
Hey, so this boy.
Surely we can all agree that politicians weak and what we deem as strong are humans first before they are politicians, right? So of course Julius is hurt, guys. Uyagowa, of course. He was betrayed by someone he trusted 100%. So he's definitely going through the most. And I do agree with him when he says that he was betrayed even before the elections. Those 300,000 odd votes that went to MK and KZN definitely was Floyd's doing. You know, he already knew that he had left the party. So it is what it is. Yeah, he's lost weight. We are going. You know, good tough. He'll recover. I'm sure he'll bounce back. Let's give it time.
Never count him out, though. I'll tell you that.
Sizwe, you know, when Floyd left and Malema threw subliminals at Undlozi and people have been saying ukuthi he is indirectly chasing him out. Ekqaleni, I was like, yeah, I know this guy is confused. But now, after listening to the speech yesterday, I'm changing my tune. I think Malema doesn't know who to trust at this point. And you know when you're in a position where you can't trust any one of the people that you called brothers or friends, you sometimes go into a state with, okay, hamban nonke ke, hamban nonke ngisale ngiyiwani ngiqale phansi. And I don't know, man. That's just the feeling I get.
Jacob Zuma is a very manipulative person. Jacob Zuma will go out of his way to trample the constitution of the country, the very same constitution that he's taken oath to protect and to serve, and then turn around and act as if he's the victim. I take anything and everything that Jacob Zuma says or do with a pinch of salt. But you know what? For Malema, the time has come for him to suffer the consequences of being so disrespectful to everybody and anybody. He deserves it.
Sizwe, Julius has been very, very arrogant. He's been the one that has been saying to the EFF supporters that whoever wants to leave can go. Bahambaga band, I don't think he expected it to go this far. And he can't be blaming Uzuma because EMK Iasho, they say, Asbabizi baya izela. So, hey, it is what it is now. And yes, he looks like a very, very wounded commander. Even itemina yakhe, he is just, yeah, he looks defeated and sound defeated. But he needs to just regroup and just stop being arrogant. I think he can actually go somewhere.
It's unfortunate that Julius Malema or EFF has come to this. In a nutshell, if they, Julius Malema, stop being arrogant and listen to people, not just the people that are nearer to him, but listen to people, this he could have averted, but somehow, because he's been very arrogant. And when MK was formed, there was an indication that guy, dude, I kupelile ngawe, because a whole lot of people already on the ground were saying, we're going to buy EFF, we're going to vote for MK. And it's inevitable because of the stance, particularly that they took, he took rather, when it comes to the foreign nationals. And that hurt a lot of people. Whether we like it or not, it's not xenophobic. A whole lot of people are not happy with the foreign nationals. So he was kind of warned, and he decided not to take the warning. And it's now more painful because it's happening right next to him.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.